Well, good morning, and friends with us here, special good morning to them. Well, we're missing Stanley this morning. He's under canvas and has been the last couple of nights there, so we hope he's passed his time well in that experience. Now, I'm always learning things. I really am. And, well, Charlotte yesterday had a good day learning works with orchestra there, and had a conductor, and well, that was really good. And you learn things, you do. Charlotte was telling me something here. Did you know this? Well, did you know this? Sometimes in an orchestra, they're not actually playing. You know, the double bass, they may go like this. The cellos might be going, looking like this. Violins are like this. The trumpet players are. But they're not actually playing. They're faking it, because they look at the notes and think, that looks a bit hard, that does. I don't think I can manage that. So they playing away. But if you were there, you think, there's no sound coming out. Well, if the trumpet was there, there's no sound coming out. Trombone, sort of, no sound coming out. Because you kind of rely upon the fact that there are five of you there that at least one of you will actually be playing it or can play it, and that you can look as if you're very enthusiastic and blasting away or, you know, playing the flute away there. But you're not, because the notes are too difficult or you haven't rehearsed it there and things like that. My daughter doesn't do that there. Or said a couple of the high notes yesterday. She couldn't play those because she hadn't been taught how, but she was playing all the things there. So I'll quickly get that in so you don't come away with any illusion on that. What a thing. Now we wonder, don't we? And you look on now and think, what if he's playing it? What if she's playing it there? Maybe we don't always know. How in the Christian life? There are no medals. There is no praise for those who fake it, who look as if they're doing all this and they're doing all that, but they're not. And if we got near to them, we think, I can't hear anything. I can't sort of smell or see or feel their true Christianity coming off them. There's a lot of perspiration, maybe, and they're making it look to everybody as if this is impressive, this is. But there's nothing real coming off. Christian graces and Christian virtues and such things as this, they're not really there when we get up close. So, Christianity is not for play acting. Christianity is not something that we can just breeze through, and as long as we're fooling enough people enough of the time, that's good. Because God most certainly knows if we're doing it for real or not, knows if we're making a true sound, or whether we're just playing it away there, or throwing it away there. Forgive those who know more about how to play instruments than I do, but you get the understanding there. But there's no real sound coming off because they're just pretending and faking it. If you're a Christian, you press on. Your Christianity, make it more and more real. Make it more and more credible. And if those notes at the moment are a bit too hard, well, pray God, help me. Help me to do that, which I find really difficult at the moment. Or that challenge that, ooh, at the minute, I just don't think I can manage. Pray to God to enable you to be able to do those things that may be a little bit hard at the moment, or you don't understand how. God may show you and that he may teach you. And if you're looking for him, still seeking him, well, you want a real God, real thing. You look to him there. Pray to him. Oh, I so want to be able to be part of what you're doing. I so want that forgiveness of my sin. Make me for real. That when, like I take up my instrument there, I'll not be faking it. It will be for real. So you seek him. Seek him with all your heart because he's there to be found. And you will find peace to your soul. And the Lord may use you, who knows, make some beautiful Christian sound, as it were. Beautiful graces, compassion and mercy, and love and truth and humility and beautiful things. A beautiful sound you may make in your Christian life. So I learnt something there. Maybe I probably already knew that or might have thought that, but now we know it for real because we heard it from the horse's mouth. But anyway, well, Christianity isn't for faking it. Let's make it for real, more and more real, and that God may truly bless all that we do, that we may make a beautiful sound to his glory through our lives. Well, we're going to sing our next hymn, 126. It passeth knowledge, that dear love of thine, 126.